Recently, I have been thinking a lot about a book I haven't read, or rather, about a book I haven't finished reading. Like many people, my introduction to Louisa May Alcott's Little Women was someone reading it aloud to me. In my case, it was my mother. I was around 5 years old. We began one weekend afternoon, sitting on the couch together, and we carefully opened the beautiful hardback copy with color pictures of ladies in hoop skirts. And Mommy recounted for me that her daddy used to read this book to her when she was my age. We read a couple of chapters a day until we got to the point where my mother apparently thought the book ended. In confused disbelief, she leafed through the next few pages, wondering aloud if there was another book besides Little Men that was a sequel that she had missed. After scanning a few pages, she started crying, uttered a cry of pain, dropped our beautiful book to the floor, and ran out of the room. Originally published in 1868, Little Women was a turning point for the portrayal of women and their worth in society, at least in literature. It was really the first novel to treat the daily domestic world that women inhabited as important, and it is still considered to be essential reading for many girls in America. My mother grew up in Arizona in the 1950s. At that time, the American Southwest had an outbreak of encephalitis, which is a brain fever that makes your brain swell inside your head. People die from it. And those who didn't at that time frequently were institutionalized for the rest of their lives with brain damage suffered as a result of the disease. My mother spent a little over a year of her childhood in bed with encephalitis, hallucinating, sometimes about bugs crawling on her and other times about the blue fairy from Pinocchio coming to talk to her. Apparently, my grandfather read aloud to her every day that she was sick in bed, and the book that he read over and over again was Little Women, a story about four little girls and the neighbor boy that they got into adventures with. What my mother didn't realize is that my grandfather only read the first third of the book aloud to her, and he read that portion over and over. Because in the beginning, it's a very fun story about children having adventures. But after that, Beth, the middle daughter, gets sick and dies in bed at home. And obviously, he wasn't going to read that to his own little girl, who might be doing exactly that. So they only read that first wonderful part again and again. And 30 years later, she wanted to share those same fun and wonderful memories with her little girl. Instead, she discovered the rest of the story. Beth's illness and death and the family coping with the loss. And we never finished reading the book aloud. And I still have that beautiful copy on the shelf with the pretty ladies in the hoop skirts, and I have tried to go back to it many times, but I just can't bring myself to finish it.